This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded, Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, still battering the northern Bahamas. It has been for hours because of how slow-moving it is, only moving at about 1 to 2 miles an hour at times, which is as fast as some people walk. FEMA spokeswoman Lindsay Thompson says when it comes to the Bahamas,
it can be catastrophic.
The damage can't be fully documented as the storm is still going on, but Captain Stephen Russell of Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency says
there are significant damages to structures. There is significant flooding. Homes are flooded to almost to the roof level, and some homes surge 18 to 23 feet.
The storm still expected to be a Cat 4 or 5 when it brushes up the east coast of Florida and towards Georgia and the Carolinas on Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
It's been a rough weekend for a well-known funny man who was hurt in a rollover crash. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Comedian Kevin Hart was injured in a car accident in the Hollywood Hills early on Sunday morning. TMZ said he was riding as a passenger when his Plymouth Barracuda veered off the road and crashed through a guardrail, then went down an embankment on Mulholland Highway about 1 in the morning. He and his driver reportedly suffered major back injuries, but a woman in the car wasn't seriously hurt. Photos of the vehicle show the roof was crushed. According to TMZ, he was treated at a nearby hospital later in the day.
West Texans remembering the victims of Saturday's mass shooting that started with a traffic stop. They gathered yesterday in Odessa for the vigil a day after the gunman opened fire, killing 7 people, injuring over 20, including a young child and a cop. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
There are fears of multiple fatalities after a massive boat fire near Santa Cruz Island off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, early today. The Coast Guard called to the scene for what was initially reported simply as a rescue operation. There were at least 30 people, though, on board the 75-footer when they got there. With a look at how things went at the movie theater box offices this weekend, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Angel has fallen once again at number one, grossing $11.6 million. The Good Boys, still at number two this week, grossing $9.2 million. Disney's remake of The Lion King is at number three with $6.7 million. Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, coming in at number four this week, grossing $6.3 million. The Overcomer is at number five with $5.7 million. Ready or Not is number six with $5.6 million. And Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, coming in at number seven at an even $5 million. Spider-Man Far From Home still on the charts, dropping down to number 8 with $4.3 million. Dora and the Lost City of Gold is at number 9 with $4.1 million. And almost tying it, Coming in at number 10, the Angry Birds movie number 2. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day on Labor Day 2019, huh? Why not? Hey, I was so excited talking to you about the Kendrick Brothers Overcomer movie. I forgot to tell you, I got free tickets. Did I share that with you? Yeah, we got free tickets. So drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want to be put in the hopper. Put that in the subject line. Bill, put me in the hopper. And we'll draw your name out, because that's the way it works, because we're givers. And draw your name out, and we'll send this to you. These tickets are going to be sent to you via email, okay? So make sure you, of course, you will include your email address, because you'll send it to me, and I'll have your return email address. And just tell me that you want to be put in the hopper. We'll put you there, draw your name out, a couple tickets. And if you've already seen the movie, pass it on, pay it forward, or take somebody that you think would be blessed by the movie, because you were so blessed by watching it. Had a great weekend. I haven't looked at the weekend numbers this past weekend, but it's first weekend out. Wow, just incredible. A-plus cinematic scoring rating, which is highly unusual. And this is the third for the Kendrick Brothers, by the way. Even though Rotten Tomatoes, go figure, Rotten Tomatoes only gave it a 33% rating. So that just goes to tell you. I mean, you know, the critics aren't going to especially appreciate. You know, when we say faith-based movie, sometimes people think, oh, well, you know, I don't, you know, it's faith-based. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe because it is faith-based, it is for you, you know, and, set that part aside. Go in and, whether or not, you want to be driven to this movie because it's a faith-based movie, it's just a terrific movie. I got to tell you. And you get a bonus, and that is the faith aspect and message as a bonus, absolutely free, just for going out there and enjoying the movie. So get your request in right away. We'll put it in the email and put it in the hopper. And hey, win a chicken dinner. You know how that works. Dr. Calvin Beisner joins us now. Always looking forward to a time with Dr. Beisner. He's a spokesman and founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. He's also an author and speaker on the application of biblical worldview, one of my favorite topics, as it regards to economics, government, and environmental policy. Dr. Beisner, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, thanks very much. Great to be back with you. Appreciate being on the show.
Well, always love your perspective here, because I think what you and I have in common is that we celebrate God's creation and the human potential that lies therein. I believe the last 8 years before Trump took over, because of government oppression and regulation, people were stifled, and I think they were rather frustrated. They went into the previous administration with some hope that things would change, that they would have opportunity. But Donald Trump, like him or not, I mean, has brought a dimension of hope and activity and productivity to the human spirit of America. And I think that this is why people are misunderstanding what he's all about, because as you and I discussed the last time, Dr. Beisner, at the very heart of who we you know, we have to be faithful to that calling that God put upon us to go forth, be fruitful, and multiply.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, there are all kinds of things that can stand in the way of our doing that. And one of them is overly big, overly intrusive government. And whatever else President Trump has done, one of the things that he's done is to try to get government out of the way in various different ways. His administration has gotten rid of hundreds of regulations. And of course, there are many, many thousands more to go, but we're seeing some good progress there. It's setting people free, and when people are free, they tend to be far more happy, for one thing, but also far more productive. They tend to find more ways to serve each other and to exchange the benefits of their activities, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, we all like I put it in terms of a blank canvas to paint on, to be creative with. And there's so much creativity has been lying dormant in the past, and I think it's starting to rise up, and the expression of creativity that is now starting to come into the marketplace, I think it's really exciting. And to me, see, I look at it beyond America. Some people, you just think about America. You know, I'm thinking about even the Chinese, that if they're on a level playing field, you imagine the workforce and the creativity that's just been lying dormant because they said, hey, your job is just to copy people. Well, how about if I don't want to copy people? How about if I have a unique? No, that's not the way it works here. You just copy, you know?
Yeah, and of course, Bill, you know, the Chinese people need a great deal more freedom than what they have. Unfortunately, they have a very, very oppressive government. But little by little, I think we're seeing some of that wither away, and we should pray that more will. You know, one of the best things going on in China is simply the spread of the Christian faith. I mean, there are theologists now who estimate that there are more solid, evangelical, Bible-believing Christians in China than there are people in the United States.
Raw numbers alone, that's, you can appreciate, you know, just the numbers of the population. But the other thing that what you love about them, Dr. Beisner, is that, you know, unlike here, you know, I mean, the United States, we take our faith for granted. I mean, it's like, I mean, we're looking at our watch, and if the pastor starts hitting about 50 minutes and we're not out the door, you know, off to Denny's to our double combo, you know, breakfast combo here, we start getting a little cranky, you know.
It costs you when you proclaim yourself a Christian. You set yourself up for serious, serious persecution.
Right.
And yet the church grows in the midst of that, and it's wonderful.
And they're so excited to get together that they're there for hours. Nobody's, you know, tapping their toe, worrying about what's going on. And the same thing that's happening, you know, in a lot of Muslim nations, God forbid, you know, you talk about putting it all on the line. I mean, for them, go ahead. You know, be an apostate of the Muslim religion. You're dead. You're dead. Your family, you know, I mean, in some cases, there's no holes barred there. But you see, we're not appreciating. You know, Christian persecution continues. Jesus said, hey, look, it didn't go easy with me, so I don't think it's going to be easy with you. Okay, my interpretation.
In the 3rd century, Tertullian, one of the early church fathers, said, the blood of the martyrs is seed. And, boy, that has been the case ever since. Wherever martyrdom has happened in large numbers, the church has grown very rapidly, and it's, you know, hey, people see that and they say, wow, these folks are really serious. They really, truly believe what they say. And then more people get converted. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of the story of Keith Green. You know, Keith Green was the kind of guy, you know, wherever the gospel needed to be shared, he was there. You know, a friend would say, hey, look, I need to get up to Fresno. And he was based in California, Southern California. And, you know, get to Fresno and back, you know, it's about an 8-hour drive. And Keith would jump at the opportunity. And people would say, well, what are you doing? That's so inconvenient. He goes, oh, no. He goes, that gives me 8 hours. But this guy, he's going to be a Christian by the time I get back. He's going to hear the gospel message, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, that was his heart. And, you know, when you read about Keith and his commitment, and you're thinking, hey, you know, I'm really a man of faith and, you know, pursuing God. And you feel like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm like compared to this guy. You know, not that we're supposed to live comparatively, but you're inspired by people who have that kind of faith and that kind of commitment, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Calvin Beisner, founder and national spokesman And he is with the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. And we're going to talk about his latest column, A Sad Tale of a Wealthy Millennial's Moral Confusion. Interesting. How yesterday can reflect today in so many ways. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your veterans tip of the day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your veterans tip of the day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're Fresh and Independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Calvin Beisner continues with his spokesman and founder of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Dr. Beisner, I want to talk to you about your column here that you wrote about a sad tale of a wealthy millennials' moral confusion. You know, and this is the thing. I know this is all a process. I tell my kids all the time, you know, experience defines preference. And I would say that people should not overly freak out over this woke society that's being promoted, because I think the kids are starting to figure this out, even relevant to their own gender. You know, I was reading a recent survey that's saying that, look at the, you know, they don't get this homosexual agenda. You know, they're figuring that what God said, he meant it, and, you know, that's a mo' better way than what's being promoted to them. So, you know, we need to continue to pray for the millennials and be examples. And by being examples is taking the experience that we've gone through and to be able to stand on that and not waffle and make excuses for it or feel like we need to apologize for it, right?
Yeah, that is the case, and that's part of what I was trying to get through in my article on A Sad Tale of a Wealthy Millennial's Moral Confusion. I write about a fellow named Adam Roberts. He is a millennial, and he inherited a pretty hefty sum of money from his parents, over $1 million. And he wrote about that and expressed his feeling of guilt for having inherited that, and guilt as to how his parents and his grandparents had gotten that money. They had gotten it by investing in oil and in banking and in some corporations that made equipment for the military, and he felt like there was just something wrong about all that. And indeed, he went on to say that the solution is not just simply for him to give away his wealth or for other very wealthy people to give away their wealth, but the solution is we need some sort of an economic order, an economic system that makes it impossible for anybody to amass great wealth. Instead, some sort of an approximation of equality ought to prevail. And, you know, I actually really admire the compassion and the empathy that Adam Roberts shows for the poor. I mean, he tells of how as he began to be really independent of his parents and started living with people who didn't have nearly as much as he had, who were having a tough time making ends meet, he felt real compassion for them, and I admire that in him. I admire the fact that he chose to give away a third of his inheritance so far, and he intends to give away the other two-thirds. I admire that. That's great. But I think there's some real confusion when it comes to saying, hey, we need an economic system that just prevents anybody from amassing great wealth and instead keeps everybody fairly well equal.
So you're going to rob them of the blessings that they have. I mean, potentially what Adam Roberts could have done is invested that money in such a way to where he could sustain a support system as a result of what his parents and his grandparents had done. And why not leverage that for future programs? I mean, you love his compassion, but maybe he needs a little counsel.
Yeah, I mean, what most people want is a way to make a good living by doing good work, right?
Right.
What they don't think about is the cost to employers to employ them to do that. And the smallest part of that cost typically is their salary, you know, their wages, their health benefits, things of that nature. The biggest part of that cost is the buildings in which they work, the tools with which they work, the capital that brings in all the raw materials that they work with, all of that stuff. That's a far bigger cost. In fact, it tends to run close to 10 times as much. So whatever whatever the average person's salary and benefits amount to, they can figure it's costing their employer about 10 times as much to
exactly
employ them.
Right.
Well, if we didn't have any wealthy people to invest in businesses, people employed.
Right. But wealthy people is a bit relative, as you know, Dr. Beisner, because, I mean, probably 85% of the business out there maybe their profit margin after taxes and everything. I mean, single digit, you know, less than 10%. You know, the people that are making the big money are, you know, the Wall Streeters and some of these other investors that have been able to, you know, they've been fortunate enough, they've spun the wheel, they won the big Cupid doll at the circus and all that.
And it hasn't depended nearly so much on spinning the wheel as on being really smart.
Yeah,
and recognizing where their investment is going to turn a good return and where it's not.
You know, exactly.
It takes time. It takes a lot of time and effort to build up those smarts. It's an expensive thing.
And so for doing that, you know, for the ones that you're saying, not the ones that just get lucky, because we know sometimes when people just get lucky and they haven't earned it, boy, you can just look for, the evacuation of said monies almost as quick as they've earned it, right?
Yeah, which is shown every time somebody wins a big lottery. I mean, almost invariably when people win big in the lottery, all that money is gone within less than a year. It's quite sad.
Yeah, because they don't have the infrastructure in which
That's
to
right.
manage this. And, you know, for Adam Roberts or other people, again, that have a heart, God bless them. I mean, you know, but I hope you have an infrastructure to figure this out to where you can leverage what's been, you know, provided to you. I remember as a kid growing up, in reading about the Kennedys, for example, and what they did for each one of those kids. When they were born, they put $1 million in their account. Well, you know, man, that puts you a leg up when you have that kind of money earning interest. By the time, you know, you go to draw on that, I mean, you can just, you know, lean on the interest and, you know, start businesses, you know, serve your community and things like that in so many ways. That was the vision of that family. And I thought that was very prudent. But not every family member can understand having a leg up, and especially in this day right now where you have a lot of shaming going on, where you know you got to feel guilty because of, you know, your privilege or, you know, your alleged privilege and that. But I'm sure if the grandparents were around going, privilege nothing, I worked my tail off.
You know, a number of years ago, there was a woman on a talk show, as a matter of fact, a radio talk show like this one, right, who had immigrated to America from South Africa. And she told of a time when she had gone out to dinner with some friends, nice restaurant, you know, not super expensive, but nice place. And in the midst of it all, she felt guilty because she knew that her mother back in South Africa was struggling just to, you know, to put food on the table every day. And later on, she was on the phone with her mother, and she told her mother about this, and her mother responded, "How dare you spit in God's face?"
Wow.
Instead, her mother said, she should thank God for his blessings, including immigrating to America. She should trust him to take care of her mother and pray and work for the time when South Africans and others around the world, including her mother, would enjoy similar blessings. And of course, you know, certainly she should want to help her mother in that situation. But her mother's attitude was a very godly and biblical attitude. It recognized that wealth is not, you know, an evil thing. As a matter of fact, many of the major characters in the Bible were very wealthy. Job, yeah. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, Solomon, Joseph of Arimathea, the women who took, you know, who provided money for Jesus and his disciples as they did their itinerant ministry, over and over again. There's nothing evil about having wealth. What's evil is making wealth into your God and trusting that instead of God.
Well, here's the opportunity, and you know, and to hear the story of this particular individual, you know, calling her mother, you know, you think about it, Dr. Beisner, is that what other country on the planet right now can you experience such freedom and opportunity? I don't know, you know, maybe Israel, but I don't know about any others.
Yeah. Well, this is something that I think a lot of young people really need to think through. This is one reason why we're going to repost this article,
yes,
A Sad Tale of a Wealthy Millennial's Moral Confusion, on Cornwall Alliance's website, cornwallalliance.org. But also, we've got a booklet called Social Justice versus Biblical Justice, How Good Intentions Undermine Justice and Gospel. And if folks go to cornwallalliance.org, click on the donate button.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the strongest Atlantic storms ever recorded, Category 5 Hurricane Dorian, still battering the northern Bahamas. It has been for hours because of how slow-moving it is, only moving at about 1 to 2 miles an hour at times, which is as fast as some people walk. FEMA spokeswoman Lindsay Thompson says when it comes to the Bahamas,
it can be catastrophic.
The damage can't be fully documented as the storm is still going on, but Captain Stephen Russell of Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency says
there are significant damages to structures. There is significant flooding. Homes are flooded to almost to the roof level, and some homes surged 18 to 23 feet.
The storm is still expected to be a Cat 4 or 5 when it brushes up the east coast of Florida and towards Georgia and the Carolinas on Tuesday and Wednesday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of the show being brought to you by Network Capital Funding. They're the direct lending team. They're going to start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. Why not, huh? Give them a call. Easy. 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. They have all the details for you. And look, it with interest rates going the way they are, why not take advantage? Just check them out. Like I said, direct lending, they're not getting your information and sending out to a bunch of people. You're dealing with the decision makers, which is the way it should be. We think about the lies that are out there and how they are destroying our lives. If you pause for a moment, and especially some of us who have lived, a little bit of life, and we look back and we see the lies that we bought into and how they've destroyed us and what they've done to knock us off the trajectory of our God-given destinies. Well, Dr. Chris Thurman is going to be with us in just a moment. He's completely revised and updated the lies that we believe. This was released some 30 years ago, so this is a 30th anniversary edition, makes sense. And just in time for this new generation to get their hands on, to understand how easy it is to fall into these lies. Look, it is something our great-grandparents, our grandparents, I mean, on and on from the history of mankind, these lies have been around. Every day, whether you realize it or not, you're believing lies. These lies play like a broken record over and over in your mind, damaging your emotional health, relationships, and spiritual life. Some of the most destructive lies you believe include, according to Dr. Thurman, it's not okay to be human and make mistakes. My worth is determined by how I perform. I must have everyone's love and approval. Another lie, it's easier to avoid problems than to face them. And my unhappiness is externally caused. Think about that, huh? It's not okay to be human and make mistakes. My worth is determined by how I perform. How often do you hear that, huh? You're only as good as your last win, your last victory, right? I must have everyone's love and approval. Oh, boy. Talk about fighting windmills. It's easier to avoid problems than to face them. Amazing, too, what happens when you do face them and what kind of encouragement it is for other people when, you know, you man up or you woman up and you say, okay, hey, it's my responsibility. I blew it. It's me. I did it. I'll take responsibility for that. And at the same time, how liberating it is. It may be painful for a moment to admit that, hey, we made a mistake or we did something wrong, but when you own it and you face, then you're on the way to solving the problem. And guess what? Not reproducing it. Not doing it again. And my unhappiness is externally caused. I used to remember all the time, my early mentor used to say, oh, be careful about pointing that one finger because you got three coming back at you. You've heard that before, right? One out, three back at you. And we want to blame other people. Again, that's not owning it. We want to pass it on. But if we own it and say, okay, what was my responsibility in this situation? What role did I play? You know, that's why I like in Japanese culture, for example, when there is a problem, you know, some disaster or something happens, could be even a simple thing like a car accident, the government doesn't step in. It's handled within the culture themselves, and they have cultural responsibility where they say, look, the parties will come together, people responsibly will discuss what's going on. It's in a sense, it's kind of a no-fault approach, but the people, it's like they're equally taking responsibility. It's in the culture, and I'm probably not representing this correctly because this is anecdotally passed on to me. But people who are within the Japanese culture will tell you how sincere it is and how powerful that is in taking care of the problems. It's like, let's not waste a bunch of money with lawyers and lawsuits and all that kind of stuff. Let's handle the problem between you and me. This is our problem, and they work it out. Boy, I'll tell you, we could learn a lot, you know, from their culture and being embraced some of these ideas that they have been so successful. Again, it's experience teaching us and defining preference. Dr. Thurman goes on to say, in the lies that we believe, it helps you surface the faulty beliefs that you have, how they damage your life and what to do about them. He takes you from recognizing the misery lies cause to helping you remember 12 of the most important truths for emotional health. Now, it's Labor Day, so maybe Dr. Thurman got hung up or something got confused here, so he's not on with us immediately, and we're trying to connect with him. But if not, we'll go through it, you and I, the lies we've... I like the premise of this book. I like the idea that he's revised it and updated this 30th anniversary edition. You want to get your hands on this because, the one thing about lies is they're so subtle. I mean, we're dealing with that a lot in our conversation, in our national discussion. You know, we call it fake news, and things are coming at me even this morning. You know, you learned a new word called meteorologist, meteorologist, which is a fake news term for, you know, these people that are out there on the internet thinking they know about Dorian. They're not experts, but look, they're passing on opinion. And, as we've said before, absence of fact, opinion rules. And this is one of the dangers and cautionary tales that we need to remember in this information age society in which we live in. Anybody with a computer, a microphone, a website can start, you know, getting attention and putting things out there that aren't properly processed, properly investigated, or researched that's just off the cuff. It's kind of lazy reporting. I mean, it's bad enough that we have that in our national media today, that people are not willing to do the hard work, the gumshoe work of going out there and really, you know, researching and double-checking to make sure that, analysis is correct, that it's substantiated, it's not opinion-based, but, it's convenient. So a lot of opinion out there is flying around to our detriment. You know, like that one saying, you know, I'm not sure what you shared with us made us any more intelligent. You know, and I think that so often in this information age, we get a lot of information, but we're not all the better for it. We're almost worse because we're knocked off course. We're really not put on a trajectory of the truth. This is why in this show, we're so passionate about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, because that's to your value. It's to your enhancement and your intelligence. And, you know, it's we've got important things to deal with, whether there are issues with our family or our work life, certainly our government with what has been going on lately. I mean, disturbingly, we're realizing just how many lies have been thrust at us and whether or not we as a nation can come together and deal with said deception and corruption. I mean, this is really the challenge, you know, for America today. Is can we stand up against the corruption that would, you know, basically affect a coup. Some have said a soft coup. You know, Sarah Carter says it's a coup. Jerome Corsi, a coup. I remember the first time he said that. You know, he said, Bill, this was a coup. I said, you got to be kidding me. A coup in America? This is what it came down to? Absolutely. And what we're finding out layer by layer as the onion skin is being peeled back is that Jerome Corsi, Sarah Carter, John Solomon, Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell, and others, more right than wrong. I mean, the things that the mainstream media would poo-poo at and say, oh, no, not really. Oh, yeah, really? Really? I mean, you had government officials. Government in the previous administration that were manipulating things. I mean, we saw this clearly with what the IRS did, Lois Lerner did. And you know, and it bothers me that Lois Lerner could exit stage left with a golden parachute and a retirement package paid by we the people after what she did to our democracy with impunity. You know, nobody says anything's fine, okay, let her go retire, give her all this money. And we're rewarding her, and we're setting a pattern up for rewarding people for bad behavior and compromising our democracy. And what did she do? She put a stick in the spokes of patriots in this country who wanted to live out their civil responsibility and civil duty to be faithful citizens of this country. And they put a stick in their spokes. Wink, wink, from the Obama administration. But, of course, we can't talk about that because somehow that becomes racist and on and on. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Oh, what a story we have for you next. Peter Gentile joins us. He's the producer of the award-winning 9/11 documentary that is so incredible. The title is You Are Here, a Come From Away story. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Wow, what a documentary. This is so powerful. I've not seen anything like this. And I know some people hear, well, a 9/11 documentary, another one. This is from a whole new perspective altogether. And it, to me, it fascinates me how you came in contact with this.
In my career, you find stories that you like, and some stories come to you. This one here came to me. A director approached me about working on a story. I've been working on a very tough drug abuse kind of story in the west coast of Canada for like 2 or 3 years. It was very tough. I said, I actually want to get out of the business. I said, I just want to do something on blooming flowers. And he said to me, I have something that's just like blooming flowers. And it was this project. And it ended up being that, because in a kind of crazy time that we're living in, it's a feel-good story and a way of looking at a tragedy in a different way and reframing the narrative. So I was very happy about that, and I'm telling you, very, very happy with the response that we've been getting, and actually surprised that there's a desire for it.
Wow, it's awesome. I got to, of course, I'm going to tell our audience, it's an absolute blessing what you've done here. Peter, are you from Canada?
I am. I'm born and bred in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My parents came from Italy, and Newfoundland is an island which is about 2,000 miles away from us, about 2,000 miles away from New York City. Mm-hmm. And island has about 500,000 people that live on it. And one of the things that really differentiates it is that they have this massive airport there, and it was done before the jets could fly directly into Europe, and so it was a place where people would refuel. So there's this massive airport, 2 miles long runway there, and it was built by Americans and Canadians, a joint venture between them, and so they've always had aviation as part of their history, and because they're an island, and when shipping was a big deal, like the Titanic, for example, it went down just off the shores of Newfoundland,
exactly,
in the middle
right.
of the Atlantic, and so it's it's important for that historically, but in recent times, because everyone flies direct, you know, not as many flights had gone there. And so when 9/11 happened, you know, they had these runways that were there and a population that no one could have expected in terms of how they treated everyone.
Yeah, they were able to answer the call. I got to tell you, I imagine the Chamber of Commerce there in Newfoundland is going to be very grateful, because you're going to have a lot of people not wanting to make it necessarily an emergency stop, but find a way to stop in Newfoundland.
You know, listen, it's a great place. You know, it was the last province I ever visited in Canada, and everyone would tell me or tells us how great the people are. And, you know, you hear about it, and you discount it a little bit. But when you go there, they're even more than what you had sort of anticipated. They're just a very tight-knit community, and I think it's a great example for us all to see, because in this kind of fast-paced world and living in big cities and things, you kind of forget the tried and true and simple things in life that, you know, sometimes you just have to lean on each other a little bit, and they showed it in spades.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the whole idea of a come from away, explain to our audience that line, because that's very meaningful there for the people in Newfoundland.
The thing is because they're an island, they live there, and, you know, visitors that come from anywhere else, they call them come from aways because they're coming from someplace else.
Right.
So come from aways. And so all the plane people that landed that day, and there was like almost 7,000 of them in a town of 9,000,
just
to give you the kind
suddenly
of,
their population doubles, you know.
That's right. You know, people think, you know, it doesn't seem that many, but think of a city like New York, 10 million people, and having 7 million people show up. I mean, that's the kind of size that happened, and how, and they don't have the infrastructure. And so basically what ended up happening, instead of people going into hotel rooms and things like that, is people opened their homes, got the stoves going, and just cooked up meals, like over, you know, 100,000 meals. And
amazing.
For free, for no cost, no remuneration. They did it out of the goodness of their heart. And it wasn't, you know, it just happened spontaneously.
Exactly.
It's pretty incredible.
Well, it definitely demonstrates the hearts of the people there in the community. We got a little bit ahead of ourselves, but let me give you a little bit of background as to what happened. The story starts with 9/11, and here it is. You've got the attack of both towers there, as everybody remembers, in New York on 9/11. And meanwhile, we had planes up in the air. And the call, go ahead.
Yeah, I think sort of what somebody told me once, I'm not sure if it's true, but it kind of sounds true, that at any given time in the world, there's like a million people in the air. Mm. And so what ended up happening was when they shut down the airspace, they have planes, and if they've gone more than halfway past the Atlantic, you have to continue on your flight. So they had all these planes in the air, and they couldn't go into the U.S. airspace because it was closed, and so they had to find different airports where they could land all of these mainly jumbo jets.
Exactly.
And because of such a large runway in Newfoundland and Gander, they could land them there. And so what ended up happening, planes started coming, and they were on the tarmac for basically a day before they could
24 hours.
Organize. Yeah, they could organize where they were all going to go, and they didn't know how long the airspace was going to be closed, because no one, you know, it's 18 years ago, but we all remember the kind of fear and terror that day.
Exactly.
Nobody knew really what was going to happen next.
Well, in the documentary, ladies and gentlemen, you see 40 planes on the tarmac. I mean, tail to tail, they're parked. I mean, every space that they could possibly find to, you know, set these planes up. I mean, you know, how many airports? I mean, Gander, although a nice long runway, but even then, I mean, it was stretching its capacity and infrastructure to manage 40 planes parked all at the same time, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
And, you know, there was a bit of fear, too, because, you know, the people on the plane didn't know what had happened. There was a bit of, you know, fear and suspicion. Who's on the planes? What happens with these planes? You know, but no one was sure of anything. The information, it's not like now where everyone has a, you know, cell phone or whatever and you can text information. I mean, there was only like a few people on the entire plane that had any type of cellular phones, those big brick phones way back when.
Exactly.
And so the information was sketchy, and most of them didn't know what happened until, you know, 15 to 24 hours when they were let off the planes. They were able to see it on TV.
Right. Yeah, they got some anecdotal information because of some, you know, minimal cell phone contact that there was something happening. And, of course, the airline wanted to be very careful about what kind of information they put out there so they didn't freak people out. And then, of course, you've got the people there that, they don't know who to trust suddenly. Even the airlines are thinking, hey, God only knows, we could have some terrorists, on the plane itself here. And they just happened to get caught in the net. And, so they had to be watchful. And even when they, got off the plane, it was just, hey, you just take something light. You can't take any luggage. This is why the call went out for, clothing even, because the people end up staying there in Gander, two, 3 days?
They were there for 5 days. They
left 5 days, wow.
Tuesday, and they left on last plane left on Saturday. And actually Sunday, the last plane left. And, they had to... They didn't have clothes with them, and so Walmart helped out and gave them clothes, and Salvation Army helped out, and
right.
People would just people don't lock their doors there at that on that province in that town, and people would just give them the address, they go in, take a shower, stay, have dinner with families and things like that. It was an incredible spontaneous show of human kindness at a time that the people desperately needed it, and I think that that's the kind of notion that you want to believe it's out there, and
right.
This proves that story.
Well, in the contrast of evil, here evil had displayed itself in a dramatic way, killing 3,000 people on American soil, and now here we've got 40 planes, and this is just a part of it. I mean, because as I'm hearing you talk and having seen the documentary, Peter, I'm thinking, how many other stories around the country, around the world are like this?
Well, hopefully more and more of them come out. I think the thing is the timing of our story, because people are saying, it's 18 years later, why now?
Mm-hmm.
And I think like any time that a tragedy happens, if it's a death in the family or, a divorce or bankruptcy, it takes a time to get through a tragic moment, and through stories and things like that, we can kind of redirect the narrative and understand it in a different kind of way, and help in the process of healing people that went through, because we all have a story about that day. We all remember
exactly
vividly where we were.
Wow.
And no one asked to be there, but sometimes the call will come, and are you going to stand up and help when you're looked to? And these people did, and I think that's a story that needs to be told over and over again.
Well, and as you say, the stories abound for almost 7,000 people. There was even a couple that got together, right? I mean, there were two single people in there.
That's correct. One from England, another from Texas.
So how can people see the documentary?
Well, on the evening of September 11th at 7 p.m., wherever you might be in the U.S., it's in all 50 states. They'll be playing in theaters nearby through Fathom Events.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google it, You Are Here documentary, or You Are Here Doc, or go to Fathom Events and get tickets, because the thing is, it's an important story, it's a timely story, and I think the thing is, the story is a movement, and we watch it and be a little bit kinder to each other.
Yes.
The world will be a better place.
Well, you've blessed us richly, Peter. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Peter Gentile, and he is a producer of the award-winning 9/11 documentary, You Are Here. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that